Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. When fashion meets fantasy, the result is nothing short of magical. The 2024 Met Gala, themed Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion, transformed the Metropolitan Museum of Art into a realm where storybook dreams came to life on May 6th. This year's event, co-chaired by a constellation of stars including Zendaya, Jennifer Lopez, Bad Bunny, and Chris Hemsworth, invited guests to dive into the whimsical world inspired by J.G. Ballard's short story, The Garden of Time. The dress code, a nod to the fantastical and surreal, saw celebrities interpreting the theme with their unique sartorial choices. Zendaya, known for her show-stopping Met Gala appearances, did not disappoint in a custom Maison Margiela gown by John Galliano, embodying the event's ethereal essence. Jennifer Lopez embraced the theme with a sheer gown adorned with butterfly wings, while Bad Bunny paid homage to his Puerto Rican roots with a custom outfit featuring the national flower. Amidst the glittering array of outfits, Anna Wintour, the event's organizer, addressed the initial confusion over the dress code. In a candid moment, she shared how her grandchildren simply call her Anna, adding a personal touch to the glamorous affair. The gala, sponsored by TikTok, not only captured the imagination of attendees, but also attracted global attention, celebrating the opening of the Costume Institute's spring exhibition and marking another memorable chapter in Met Gala history. In a striking reveal, Warner Brothers and James Gunn have presented David Corenswet as the new face of Superman in Superman Legacy, marking a significant transition from Henry Cavill's tenure as the iconic Man of Steel. This first official image of Corenswet in costume has sparked considerable buzz among fans and industry watchers alike. The film, simply titled Superman, boasts an impressive cast. Rachel Brosnahan steps into the role of Lois Lane, while Nicholas Hoult will portray the infamous Lex Luthor, among other notable actors filling the ranks of this highly anticipated project. This ensemble promises to bring a fresh dynamic to the beloved universe. Director James Gunn has taken to social media to clarify that the released image of Superman is not the product of AI, but an authentic camera-taken photo. He also hinted at the possibility of adjusting the superhero's suit based on the feedback from the audience, showing a willingness to engage with and respond to fan reactions. Beyond Superman, Gunn's creative influence extends to other DC Universe projects. He's currently involved in developing a Batman film and an animated series for HBO Max titled Creature Commandos, showcasing his broad vision for the franchise. These developments are part of Warner Brothers Discovery's ambitious plan to reboot the DC Universe. Superman Legacy is set to hit theaters on July 11, 2025, and stands as a cornerstone of this new direction. Fans are eagerly awaiting further details and are particularly keen on how this fresh take on Superman will integrate into the broader narrative of the DC Cinematic Universe. In a heart-rending turn of events, the entertainment world mourns the loss of Chance Perdomo, the 27-year-old actor celebrated for his roles in Gen V and Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, who tragically died in a motorcycle accident. This loss has propelled the producers of Gen V to make a poignant decision regarding the show's future. In the wake of Perdomo's untimely death, the Gen V production team has chosen not to recast his role for the upcoming second season. This decision is a testament to their belief that no one could truly replace Perdomo. Instead, they plan to recraft the storylines to honor his memory, a move reminiscent of how Marvel Studios addressed the passing of Chadwick Boseman within the Black Panther franchise. This choice reflects a deep respect for Perdomo's contribution to the series and his irreplaceable presence on screen. The impact of Perdomo's passing extends beyond the immediate shock, deeply affecting the cast and crew emotionally and leading to a delay in the production of season two. Tributes from co-stars across Gen Vi and The Boys have flooded social media, highlighting the profound loss felt by all who knew him. With production now set to begin in May, the anticipated release of Gen Vi Season 2 is pushed to early 2025. Prime Video's scheduling strategy aims to maintain the franchise's momentum by spacing out the releases of Gen Vi and The Boys. This change in casting and story direction marks a significant moment for the series, underscoring the production's commitment to honoring Chance Perdomo's legacy. As the show moves forward without one of its beloved characters, the adjustments to the storyline and the delay in production illustrate the depth of Perdomo's impact on his colleagues and the series itself. Madonna's final show of the Celebration Tour in Rio de Janeiro turned Copacabana Beach into a spectacle unlike any other, drawing a record-breaking crowd of 1.6 million people. This wasn't just a concert. It was a monumental celebration of four decades of hits from a pop icon whose influence has spanned generations. The event did more than just entertain. It had a significant economic impact on Rio de Janeiro, injecting an estimated $57 million into the city's economy. Businesses across the city saw a surge in activity, with the total economic contribution expected to reach around $59.1 million. Despite facing challenges, including a hospitalization that could have derailed the tour, Madonna's final performance was nothing short of historic. The concert was broadcast on Brazilian network TV Globo, allowing even those who couldn't make it to the beach to partake in the festivities. While there were some critics of the event, the overwhelming success of the concert and its record-breaking attendance solidified Madonna's status as a pop culture legend. This historic finale to the Celebration Tour not only celebrated Madonna's groundbreaking career, but also left an indelible mark on Rio de Janeiro and the millions of fans who gathered to witness it. The Eurovision Song Contest, a celebration of music and unity, finds itself at the heart of a political storm this year in Malmö, Sweden. The inclusion of Israeli contestants amid the ongoing Gaza conflict has ignited controversy and sparked calls for a boycott, challenging the event's apolitical ethos. Over 1,000 Swedish artists have called for a boycott, yet Israel's participation continues with its representative, 20-year-old singer Aidan Golan, set to perform. This decision has been met with the creation of an alternative event, Palestine Vision, aiming to promote peace and support for Palestine, featuring over 30 entries. The backdrop to this year's Eurovision is further complicated by planned Quran burnings in Malmö, prompting a significant increase in security measures. Swedish, Danish, and Norwegian police forces are cooperating to ensure the safety of the event, highlighting the heightened tensions surrounding this year's competition. The European Broadcasting Union, EBU, which oversees Eurovision, has stood by its decision to allow Israel's participation. The EBU, an apolitical organization, argues that the Israeli broadcaster Kan meets all necessary obligations and has complied with requests to modify their submitted song. This stance comes despite widespread calls to exclude Israel due to its military actions and human rights controversies. Israel's history in the Eurovision Song Contest has been fraught with political debate and security concerns. Yet, despite the controversies, Aidan Golan has found fame and opportunities through her participation. The ongoing debate raises questions about Eurovision's capacity to remain a positive platform for Israel amidst global scrutiny. As preparations for the competition proceed, with 37 entries set to perform in two semifinals, the world watches closely. The unfolding events in Malmö underscore the complex interplay between entertainment, politics, and human rights, marking this year's Eurovision as one of the most politicized in its history. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.